ဒီနေ့ဒါနိုင်စကိဒန်ဒီဖဒံဝလာမိဂျီဒာလမ်ငါတိငွေဇွန်တတိယောင်းနီဟိုဒါရှိရကုရကိုရှိရကုရဒေလာဟိုဂျီဒါယောင်းခွာရင်ဂျီကမဒုနေတောင်းရတဲ့ခွာခါဂျီဟိုဒါဂရဗရမုဂျီဇွန်ကနန်ဂျိုရွေကတောင်းဒီခွန်စွန်ဇေနီဟိုဒါလောဘဇွန်ဂျီကဂိုလမ်စီဟိုဒါလောဘဇွန်ဂျီဒါဂိုလမ် ဒီဒါဆာညဝနီဇောနဒါအဂျီဒါဆာဂွေဝါယန်ဒူလောဘဇောဂျီကဂိုလန်ကုရ်ဂိုဒီရှီဒူကုရ်ဂိုရှိန်မရမ္ဘာဂျန်ဒေပေါ်ရေဂျန်ဟာစီဒါတင်ဒေဂျီကွန်ဒီတင်ဒိုရောင်ကမန်ဒူစဒုကာရီရေစနာရှီဒူကုရ်ဂိုရှိဝါဒီဟိုဒါချူဂျီချူဂျီဒေါန်ဒန်ဒီရှီဒူဒေဒိုဘဒန်ရှီဒူဒန်ဒူဒီငီကောရောင်ဂျေဘဒါဆွမ်ဇမ်ဘဒူဂျီစ
ထန်ကြီးပါလူလာတိတဲ့ဒုက္ကမရေးစနေတဲ့ဟိုတန်းခွာတိဒိုလေတင်တဲ့ချီတောင်းအာအိုဂျီတဲ့တင်တဲ့ချီတောင်းဝိုင်းပဲချီချီမြန်မာချင်းလာကုန်းတဲ့သင်္ခွာလာမင်္ဂဟိချွန်းလက်စတင်လာတက်စတောင်းရော်မရဲအဲ့လိုတင်္ခွာလာဒီမေနော်ဟိချွန်းလက်စတင်တောင်းရော်မရဲဒုစရော်မရဲအော်ဒီအော်ဒီမင်္ဂဟိချောင်းစင်တဲ့ချီဝိုင်းကြလား
ဩရိဒတိနယမယင်သူဩရိတိတောင်းနာဂုဏကုရကုတောင်းဣကြရောချစ်သောတရေနောဆိုဒတိမင်္ဂောယူချောင်းစင်ဒတိရမုဂျိမရဆောင်ကိုဂျိယူချောင်းစန္ဒီယတပ်ဆောင်ဤတေနလူယံဂျိယူဒထထတုကကပ်ဇဒီဝခွနန်တံပယံဒတိလတိတေမုဂျိယူရယနတိတောင်းညံဤစံတံပရှိနိဒဂျူရကရိစနဒရှိတတ်ခွန်ဂျိနလူယံဂျိနောမယီချီတောင်းဘုဒီချီဝါဒီ
We continue where we stop. We are on page 51. We have just finished the first paragraph, which was thus giving us in a very concise way the definition or the description of the limits of the five paths. We continue now from the by quoting the short letter of advice, another text by Cherimshe, which states that in the context of the subtle drop, physical isolation, only bliss is induced. Independence on that, recalling emptiness, which has already been determined, is conjoining. If it is asserted, as stated, that primordial awareness of the appearance of physical isolation when first generated does not conjoin bliss and emptiness, then one may speculate whether insight comprehending emptiness is obtained or not. So there might be some debate on that particular point. Now, we continue with a debate. And the debate has to do with the way that knowledge obscurations are abandoned. So a scholar says, it is asserted through taking as one source the revelation of the joyous place of yoga that the nine rounds of the path of meditation of learners' union serially abandon knowledge obscuration through dividing them in nine rounds. However, it is unsuitable to assert that because divining knowledge obscuration in nine rounds is the system of the autonomist and mind only, who assert that grasping at the self of Dharma is a knowledge obscuration. But in the context of consecralists, this is not asserted. So there is this point about whether we will include grasping at the self of Dharma as being knowledge obscuration or not, and different schools have their own presentation of that.
ဝဂျီဒတိနေယံဘယံဒုဒတိနေချီတောတတိယောနိဂျီတပယံဂျီဝဂျီတန်ဒုသောနိယနာဓမ္မေစံဂျီရာနာမရံသောသောဂူဝကတိတုသဘံတိချန္တဝတိဒါငောလာမိကကမ္နီဝဒဂျလီဂျလီတပတိဂျလီတပတိဓမ္မေစံဂျီရာနာသောသောယကတုအံသတ်သတိငီကဒဂျလီတေတောဝဒတနိရံဂျီကတိဝကတောညံဝစံတောတပယံညီနု
ဟိုတန်းဒုလမလာသဘောလမ်းရှင်လီနွင်သိချစ်ချစ်သဘောဂျန်စင်ကတုတ်ကဟိုဂျူသဘောဂျန်ဘူးလမ်းရှင်ကြီး
Now, we continue by saying that both an illusory body are substitute for accumulating the collection of three countless eons of other vehicles, and the perceptual comprehension of thatness by innate bliss greatly excel the potent mind of other paths. So we say that in some paths you can find this presentation of collecting, of amassing the accumulation over three countless eons, but the illusory body is a substitute, it's almost the equivalent of that, right? And it says we have these two things that can be seen almost as being at the same level, and then we can also see the perceptual comprehension of emptiness by innate bliss. And these things, they greatly excel the potent mind of other paths. For that reason, it is inappropriate to assert that one session of equipoise in actual clear light is capable of abandoning those innate afflictions which are stated to be objects of abandonment by other great vehicle paths through seven successive abandonments. Now, why is it that? Because similarly, it is inappropriate to assert that the other great vehicle paths must abandon knowledge obscuration through dividing them in nine rounds, through this path being capable of abandoning knowledge obscuration through four successive abandonments. Right. And therefore, in Learner's Union, one must assert that abandonment of knowledge obscurations begins from the eighth ground of the division into nine grounds, or, alternatively, that the actual clear light at the end of the learner's ground simultaneously abandons the three cycles of knowledge obscuration, the great, the medium, and the small. They had to be accepted in either of these two ways. Now, there is a reason given for that, because it says in that way there is no error that it is unsuitable to divide learner's union into nine grounds. Why? Because one who has attained union, who progressively increases the might of the primordial awareness of non-dual bliss and emptiness, independence on any of the three preparations, and who progressively increases the number of qualities, etc., many differences exist for one who is capable of doing that. And they do that by relying on the three types of conduct that we say, the conduct with elaboration, without elaboration, and without any elaboration.
Sandu Zorum Ramba Nadi
So with this point, we actually come at the end of the presentation of the major part of this text, which was dealing with the Arya system of Guhya Samaja. And from now on, we will have a short presentation of other systems. Within the system of the Arya Guhya Samaja Tantra, we saw the presentation of the completion stage from the point of view of the three isolations and the two truths. Now, so as we say that we continue from this point onwards with the teaching in brief of the completion stage of other highest yoga tantras. It says, in general, from amongst those proclaimed as the eight great commentaries of the completion stage of the tantras of lower Tibet, the five and so forth, and then we have the enumeration of those eight, right? So we say that what to keep in mind to that, as you see this this phrase here, the lower Tibet, right? We say that we have the two monasteries, the Gyutu and the Gyume. One was the lower college, one was the upper college. The names lower and upper were related to actual locations, the relative, let's say, locations of the two sites where those were established. And a curriculum of eight different tantras were established. Those eight different tantras would be the completion stage of those would be practiced and would be also put into practice as in the form of the summer retreat.
So, tolong desa ni elhasa. So, lama tunggu apa itu go there, and then there's hot spring somewhere there, and then establish this every an annual teaching, giving the eight teach commentaries on the completion stage, gradual completion stage of tantra path. So. And also, the 3 months in abiding the Vinaya practice, abiding the summer retreat. So, Lama Tsongkhapa also did that practice during that time, and then give this commentary, 8 commentaries on the gradual completion stage. so the Lower Tantra College monks, so they should go to that place, you know, to receive these teachings. So that's the. And there has been annual retreat to hear this, to practice this teachings. And then Upper Tantra College, so the Lhasa River starts from, comes from Tagherba. This is one great holy place. So then the Upper Tantra College monk there, and then Lama Tsongkhapa goes there to give teachings, six commentaries on the graduate completion stage of Tantra. And there's tantric connection of tradition, the Tantra College, and then also in the upper place with Tibet called Tsang. there's another tradition of Tantra College, it's called Sejuba. they used to come down, combine all three, the Tantra College and Lama Tsongkhapa give teachings. But then one time there happened a war, the Tsang between the Central Tibet, the Tsang, there's some happened war, so then that that continuation was stopped.
Oji dadi ne jigda dadi ni dandi me jigga dujin jigga tangka di dadambo oji dadi ni song jawa ko dadi songan diwa lugman jawa niyo pa nangko dambo songdi dam bhava marma bhava ladu kali ko dono rumba ngadi oda dono ko dujin jigga nani dambo di dam niwa di dam dana tungurji yodu ne chongzi awdan chepan jiros dadi di deka di shuya di awni man chekuri di tungur ko tujin kholu ni ko yo Jura Yano, Duke, Tati, or the Tajin Jiganoni, Niva, Jalo Dana, Tajin Jiganoni, or the Niva Tendraji, Tati, or the 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 Tati,
8 different tantras. The first one are the 5 stages of the Arya system of Guhya Samaja. This has been explained. The first one that has already been explained. Now, after that, our text mentions the 6 preparations of the Kala Chakra, which is a subject that will be explained at the end. As it is the last one to be explained, I have enumerated it as number 8, but Rinpoche is now enumerating it as number 2. So the third one would become the 4 drops of, which is the other system of Guhya Samaja, of Yeshe Shap. So one Arya system of Guhya Samaja, 2 Kala Chakra, 3 Yeshe Shap system of Guhya Samaja.
Hoji da dinda yin ba yin duda dhorum trajin sam ji da di ab ka jiva di da di javna dem cha lo ba li ka dhorum nanjur chen bo is da ji di o da di ma ji ka dhorum o da di trajin ji ka nani jiva da di ab na yon dem cha trivi shab li ka li ka da dhorum rinba nga si ji di da trajin tonka nga ba di si ori da dinda chu ji.
And then after that, we have what is called the blessings of the great circle. And then we have the 3 yogas of Yamantaka. And after that, we have the system of Liupa in Heruka Tantra. That would be number
5. Then Kulu Jimbo said, Nishana to Jim, Shadurum Kurjinga, Dorum, Shanla, Yidan, Sijiti, or that Tijinjikan only 2 Badi. That the Akadambadi, the owner, shenji she ma nong jik sung go lukka da shenji she ma tani shenji dhana si ji ta njik si da sambu thamong go zhokram di zhokram na njir jis si ji di trong dhamba jau o jik da tani da jiba dhamma di naru chutu di si ni da zhokram trichin jis si ji di trong ka ti na yin ting.
All right, so actually, first we have the system of Dipupa, then we have the system of Liupa, then we have the four blessings of the Great Circle, then we have the three yogas of Yamantaka, and finally, number eight, would be the six yogas of Naropa. So, sorry, mixing up the order a bit.
Oji da dinra yinba yindu da me juga zhoram trichin jizi da jito ba jito go trao yirwa ni trichin trichin jizi jibu di nao ni tama nipu di nao ni korjian go zhoram shenlap jitin da dang naru jitu ni ga yagna di yin chi ka trichin di wada toji ka trichin trichin da chibar na wo dinra yindu.
So we said that between the upper and the lower college, there was a difference in the numbers of commentaries that were given. In the upper college, there were only six commentaries given, and six will be if you take out the six yogas of Naropa and the four blessings of the Great Circle. The remaining six would be the commentaries given in the upper college.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཁྱི ཕྱི ཁྱི 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 ཁྱ ji da chamandi nyagar ma ji thili chebar jin se na da yu di ding.
Now, as we say, the system of Kalan Chakra, although is enumerated as being the second one, is the one that is presented at the very end. So, having already explained the first one, which is the Arya system of Guhya Samaja, the next one presented in our text is the Yeshishab system of Guhya Samaja. And this one is also known by the name, the four drops, or the four joys of this system. We are at the last paragraph of page 51. So in that, there are four which are special meditations on the indestructible drop at the heart, the secret drop at the jewel, the emanated drop at the upper opening, and meditating again on the indestructible drop at the heart. So there seems to be two indestructible drops at the heart, but the last one, the fourth one, is special, is different from the first one.
ཁོ་ཅི་དེ་དེ་ན་ཡིན་པ་ཡིན་དུ་ཀྲང་ཁ་དེ་ན་ཅེ་ཀྲང་དན་ཐམ་ཨ་དེ་ཉེ་གར་མ་ཅི་བ་ཐུལི་ཅེ་བར་ཅན་སེན་ན་རྒྱ་ཡང་ཐམ་ཨ་དེ་ལ་དེ་ཁོ་ན་ཅི་ཐུལི་ཡོང་མ་མེ་དེ་ན་ཡང་ཏ་བ་ཅང་ཡི་ཤི་ཅང་ཤི་དོ་སི་ཨོ་དེ་ཀོང་དར་ཅང་ཐུལི་ཅོ་དེ་ན་དེ་ཅན་རམ་པ་ཅན་དུ་དེ་ཉི་གི་སོང་དུ་མ་ལུ་ཀ་དང་རམ་པ་ངི་ཀ ཁྱི ཕྱད མི ཁྱི ཕྱི ཨོ་སར་དེ་ཨོ་སར་གི་ཁབ་ཚ་ལུང་ཡོང་གི་དབ་དང་ལུང་དོག་གི་ཁབ་ཚ་དོང་ཡ་ཡོང་གོམ་བི་སབ་སར་ཉི་མི་གི་དབ་ཡི་ཤི་གི་ཁུ་དྲམ་ནེ་དེ་ཨོ་ཅི་དེ་ཇལུ་གི་ཁ་སན་ན་དེ་ཤི་གི་ཁུ་དེ་དེ་རུང་དེ་ཉི་ཅི་རི་བ་ལ་ཡ་དེ་རི་བ་དུ་ཉི་ཡོང་གི་ཁོམ་བང་གི་ zikudan da chukunyu toya da dinrava me mandrava da java mada tomba za di zwan diwa bhagali ka zhagrava rambha nga dan chanda wunda dingi wada dinra jindin.
So we say that the last one, which is meditating again on the special indestructible drop of the heart, the last one is also explained as the drop of thatness. So this is an alternative name for that. These four are completion stage practices from the perspective of the four joys. Remember that the name of the system is the four joys, right? In that order. The first two, which is the indestructible drop at the heart and the secret drop at the jewel, they train in the yoga of the drops. Now, the third one, which is the emanated drop at the upper opening, is Vajra recitation. And finally, through training in the yoga of the winds and by the power of making the winds and drops flexible, one repeatedly meditates on condensing them to clear light through the forward system and invoking them through the reverse system. Through that, one establishes the pure primordial awareness body. This refers to illusory body of profound and clear non-duality, since it is stated that its later continuum of similar type to it connects with the result. And Rumsha was saying you can see that although we're using different names for the different stages, it's actually pretty similar to the Arya system of Guhya Samaja.
Well, you that in the Jigdon, that in it and the Don Juvati, then Don Kulu, them Jolova, and the Gazoran and your Chembo, or you that in the only Marathon of Guivari, or you that only Jon, a dear good them Jol Tru, and the Gazoran Ramba, and as they did that, or you that Ramba Dombo.
Now the next system that is discussed is the system of Hiruka, which is the great yoga of the system of Luipa. And in that we see that we... After that, we have the system of Dupupa, which again gives us five stages of the completion stage, and they are enumerated as, first of all, the self-blessing, then the variegated Vajra, the third one is the stage of filling the jewel, the fourth one is the stage of Jalandura, and the fifth one is the inconceivable stage. It is says that also since the great yoga of the completion stage of Liupa is the inconceivable state of this system, it is explained that it is not a completion stage which meditate... No, that was not it. Rupesh was talking about this enumeration into five or into four yogas. We have given previously a list of four different yogas, such as first of all having the yoga, then having the subsequent yoga, having the very yoga, and having the great yoga. And prior to practicing this great yoga, one needs to train through the previous three yogas. I missed a paragraph in the text. Sankhya-michave. I think I'm missing a paragraph in the translation here. No. On either the four stages of Dupupa.
ဟုတ်ကြည်တဲ့တင်တဲ့ရင်ပဲရင်သည်အဲဩဒါစံကြီးမကြပါရင်ပဲရင်ပြီစတဲ့ဇောရုံလမ်းကျင်းပေါ်စေကျူးတည်တဲ့ကျေရုံကျေနဲ့တင်ဖို့တမတင်မတင်ဖို့တည်ထမထောင်းနီဂုံဘဒါဇောရုံကိုတောင်ပေါ်တော်ဝတ္တမဆင်တဲ့တောက်ကျွန်းတော့ဇောရုံမင်းကြီးတန်ထဆာကိုယကြီးတရဝတ်သွေးရနဲ့စံကြီးမကြပါဇောရုံမစေကျူးတည်တာပကျေရုံကျွမ်းတော်ဝင်တင်း တဲ့ငွန်းတို့ရာဒီတာကြည်တောင်းနေကြွနေကြရခေါရံကရောင်းနေရနံကြွစမ်းစင်းတဲ့တောင်ပေါ်နံကြွကရံပါညွိုင်းရှင်ရီဂျီဇန်နံကြွကရံပါစံပါတီရှင်တဲ့နံကြွကရံပါတေဆုံငွန်းတို့ဆောင်နေတဲ့နီဇောရုံနံကြွကျင်းပေါ်တဲ့စံကြီးမကျက်ဘနံကြွစင်းတဲ့တင်တဲ့ကြီးကသူကိုဝေဝါရင်သူဟောကြည့်တာအတင်းကျင်းတဲ့တင်မထောင်နေကွန်ဘဇောရုံမင်းကြီးတဲ့ငွန်းတို့တဲ့ရံပါရုပ်စင်းနံတဲ့ ရောင်ကျလို့ကြည်ရမယ်နောက်ဆုံးကြည်ရမယ်နှုတ်ရင်ကြည်ရမယ်ဇန်နေတရီရမယ်ဒီရမယ်ရအောင်ရောင်ကြည်ဒင်ကြကိုလာလနောတဆမ်စေကစရွာတပြင်းလောဘတပြင်းတရောဘတပြင်းနဖို့ရှိပါပါစီကြီးအတဲ့နဖို့ရှိပါပါရောင်ဟုတ်ကြည်ရမယ်လားဆိုပါဝတ္တသုမရတိငွတ်ကွန်ကွေတဆောင်ဆောင်ယူဒီ
Now, it says that the first four stages thoroughly tame. No, that's the one about stability. Also, since the great yoke of the completion stage of Liupa is the inconceivable stage of this system, it is explained that it is not a completion stage practice which meditates through having just attained stability on the generation state, and that it must meditate initially on either the four stages of Dripupa or the stage of mantra of Krishna Charya. Now we have said that in the Heruka system we actually have three lineages. One is the Liupa, the other one is the Dripupa, and the last one is the Krishna Charya, right? The Napo Chupa, the last one. Now we talked about the Great Yoga, which is the fourth of those yogas, and this Great Yoga is actually the last one to be practiced. Previously, one needs to have trained on the yoga, the subsequent yoga, and the very yoga. And also here, with the inconceivable stage, this will be the last one that needs to be preceded by the previous four stages.
အကြည့်တဲ့တင်ရခြင်းတော့တဲ့တင်ရတဲ့ရမ္ဘာတံပိုလ်ကြီးစီဝဒနံကျူခြင်းမွန်တန်တို့ရာကိုတို့လူရနံရမ္ဘာတံပိုလ်ကြီးယူပါလိဝကြည့်တဲ့ဒီယောဒီကုသောကရရစေနကျေသလုံးသူလီနံဝကြည့်ချင်းတဲ့လီရောင်းတရှိပါမတော်ရှိဝဒတဲ့တရကြီးကိုကြီးသေးဆိုဒံဇောလုံးနံကျူခြင်းပုစနံတဲ့စံကြီးမကျဘရမ္ဘာကောက်ဆိုဒံနုကျရမ္ကြီးဥစ္စာတဲ့တပါတော်စ်
ဟောဒီကတဲ့နုကျင်ကြီးကမရတပတ်ငိုရကြတဲ့တဲလီတောင်ဝနံကျူမွန်တရှိဝဟောဒံနင်သတလာတန်နီတညစမီပရှိကြကိုရှိကြကစနာတဲ့ဂျီမီကစနာတင်းတို့ကြတဲ့ဒပတိဂျင်ရောင်ညကိုဂိုနီဟောဒံဒီဝဆောင်ကြီးတို့ညကိုကွန်ပေါ်လာယူရတီယံဘယန်သူဂျီတုံးကြီးကွန်ကတဆုနင်းခွန်တော်ကိုကြည့်ကြချောင်းတင်
Now, the next paragraph discusses the actual results or the purpose for doing those practices. It says, the first four stages, they thoroughly tame the channels, winds and drops and serially condense the environment and inhabitants in clear light in the context of the inconceivable stage, which is the last one. Then by the power of frequently practicing the yoga of rising, the body of non-dual primordial awareness is established. This is the illusory body, and it is, and its later continuum connects with the result. So one attains the state of enlightenment in the aspect of Buddha Vajradhara.
ဒီတော့ဒရဝလူကဒေါရမဒါကြီးဆောင်ကပဲခြင်းဘူးဒါန္တနာတိအောင်လားဒေါတော်ဒေါတော်နော်လောဘလူကြီးဒေါရမကြီးနာမရှိငုတုညင်မာတောင်းစီဟောဒါလောဘလူကဒေါရမနာကြီးခြင်းဘူးဟောဒါနာမဇောတိကြီးဆောင်ကပဲဒေဘဒေါရမနာမရှိငုတုညင်မဆီကြတနာဆောဆောင်ကိုယူပါလိရောဒရဝလူကဒေါရမရမငါတိနာမရှိတိဘီတော့တပ်မွန်ကြီးစီဘီတော့ကွန်ဆာဖြစ်တဲ့ယံဘယံတော့တင်းညီကလည်းဒါရှိကိုကိုရေးဆောင်ဆောင်ရုံဒီ
And the author is actually recommending two texts composed by the great Lama Tsongkhapa to look in order to find some more information on the two main system of Heruka, the system of Liupa and the system of Tibupa. So he says, this should be understood from both the cluster of cities of the explanation of the completion stage of the Liupa system. So this is the first text dealing with completion stage of Liupa, Heruka system. And the other one is opening the eye, viewing the hidden meaning, the explanation of the five stages of Dipupa, which is the second system of Heruka, both composed by Jerembushe. Now, the text continues by giving us an idea of, let's say, different texts that can show us different classes, shall we call them, or branches of the of systems of the Heruka system. We have mentioned the three main systems, the Dipupa, then Liupa, and the Krishnacharya, but here it says that you can find commentaries that some of them combine it with the practice of the Kala Chakra, some of them mention some similar practices, some not. So in that way there are six different systems of classification of the completion stage of Heruka. We can have one, which is the six limbs of preparation conforming with Kala Chakra, stated in the first part of the Heruka commentary. That would be one system. You can have another system where it is one of the two systems of the six preparations of the lineage in the incomparable ocean. You can have another system, number three, which is engaging the designation of the five stages as it occurs in the abbreviated tantra. You can have the five stages of Dipupa. You can have the four stages. And finally, you can have the completion stage of great yoga. Now, the next system to be discussed is the completion stage of Vajrapani Great Circle. And in that we have four blessings. There's the blessing of the body, of the speech, of the mind, and of thatness.
Sambu,
Now, we come to the next system, which is the system of Yamantaka. So it says, from among the three, the red, the black, and terrifying Yamantaka, there are four yogas. So we have, first of all, three systems of Yamantaka. And within each one of them, we have four yogas. The first one is the mantra yoga. The second one is the commitment yoga. The third one is the shape yoga. And finally, we have pure primordial awareness yoga. When we look at the third one, which is called the shape yoga, this corresponds to the practices of illusory body in the system, in the Arya system of Guhya Samaja. It's just a different name describing similar practices. Now we come to the next system, which is the six yogas of Naropa, another one of Mother Tantras, and there seems to be different ways of enumerating the practices within that. So it says the six yogas of Naropa, I assume to be the following six: the yoga of Chandali, which is Tumo, the four joys, the illusory body, the clear light, union, and transference of consciousness and entering a corpse. These last two enumerated together. Still, since most scholars enumerate the six without enumerating the four joys and union, and by separately enumerating the intermediate state, the bardo, transference and entering a corpse, this should be analyzed. So there are different ways of enumerating the six
yogas. Then each of the manon jusumji, Nanjur Jati Java, Low Nanjur Jambu de Mava, Travel Rambangavati Juba, Tomovo, that Maji Tomovo, Jugazoram de Naru Chudu de Damba, or that the new Juga, that Dungurji Jurayano, Tuko Tati, that Majiko Tachin Jeta, or that talks of horses, that Tonka you see. That is seen that Dandana Dinda Matosan, you are married to Yenayan, Jean Yen de Zona.
Now we continue, and the text gives us here the list of those eight great commentaries of the Tantras of Lower Tibet, Lower College, and there are commentaries to. As you see here, the order of enumeration changes from what we gave before. First of all, the five stages of the Arya system of Guhya Samaja. Second one is the four drops of the system of Yeshe Shab. The third one is the four blessings of the great circle. The fourth one is the three yogas, the red, black, and terrifying Yamantaka. The fifth one are the great yogas of Liupa. The sixth one are the five yogas of Dupupa. The seventh one is the six common dharmas of Naropa. And finally, the eighth one is the six limbs of preparation of Kala Chakra. From amongst those, if we take the system, the five-stage system of Guhya Samaja as being the root one, we can see the other ones as being describing other tantras that are describing similar practices. Sometimes we can say that they can be describing practices which are similar in essence. Sometimes they are similar in function. Sometimes they are equivalent, similar stage practices.
Now, we continue by mentioning some other systems that are completion stage systems that are explained by different masters and mahasiddhas. So it says, what does not occur here is the method of practice included in the path of the three empowerments of the completion stage of Hevajra. So we have this one not being enumerated. It is explained in the instruction of the Mahasiddha Virupa, and many completion stage practices are explained by venerable mahasiddhas such as the Mahasiddha Dompipa and Mitukdawa, who explain the spring drop and the stage of the destruction of color, etc. Except for the completion stage of Kala Chakra, all completion stage of general highest yoga tantra are explained by venerable masters to establish the flexibility of the channels, the winds, the drops, after attaining stability on the generation stage, and then to condense the environment and its inhabitants in clear light. So this is, we have a number of different systems. Kala Chakra seems to be unique in its own presentation. But if we take all the remaining systems, although they might use, they're presented by different scholars, mahasiddhas, they have different names describing their stages. More or less, they are practicing the same thing. Ramji was saying the same way you can have many different rivers, different countries in this world, it seems that they all fall in the ocean. So also, with all these practices of all these various systems, the result is the same. They conclude at the same point, which is the establishment of the state of Vajradhara.
Long down to lead the Liron the Dalula, Kumanda Mabu Yojan Tavdi, dhavaram ko niti long vamara shingni thamsam jivadi babsa chulam babdingi long vamara shingni thamsam jivadi yana tamo pa ni shansam chaya yana ti mayimbo shansam chaya gattab shivali chongan diva gaji chaya da tombaji gabaji di tombaji shigwa ngur par jirya ti jirna tombaji shizu chini hanjigwa gaba am usarji shigwa jindi yara kongni kompirita sonu da Kunyiginoni, Chukinian, Duga, or that the Neo Zukinian, Duga, the Nayan Bayan, the Chukinian, Zoram Gilam, Chesha, or those of Jetavayan, the Chini, Jeremgo Kamna, Lam Chirisum, that Zoramgo Kamna, Musa Dijon, then Chiram by Chesha, Osar Gilan, Summit Daily, Pardo Don Driver, Jimmy Jim by Jimmy Kudima, the New Jew Zukinian, Jina, and then Son Jari Jadon, the Yudhi Gangan River Shiva Yena, or Judah Kontav Gotsidem Mambu Zoram Gosham Mambu Dela, or Judah Gara Mebadan, or Judah Dindaga Tavji Mandava Mambuji, Kua Mambu Marjachi Baji Jona, Yaporis on the Dang Yuanini, Jon Tina, don't you do my Jonah, Goma Mangrava Shiva and Jerovosi Terasmajam.
Now, as you can see, the last two lines in this paragraph they say they condense the environment and its inhabitants in clear light by either of the two absorptions, and then to establish the primordial awareness of union by serially and frequently entering and rising from that, and its continuum of similar type connects with the result. So this is the point establishing that they all have, the final object that is established, the final level, which is the state of enlightenment in the state of Vajradhara. Now, the text continues by telling us that there are many different ways to actually train in one's body and to turn the channels, the drops and the winds serviceable. And these different techniques and methods are given through different tantras, and they are there to address the specific needs of various individuals who have different bodies and different capacities in them. So it says, however, there are many doors to this system for establishing flexibility of the winds and drops, and venerable masters individually explain them according to how they are stated in individual tantras. So we have this variety of information. Though there are many different doors to the system for establishing flexibility of the winds and drops, by that method the winds enter, abide and dissolve in the central channel, the chandali is ignited and the bodhicitta melts, and the primordial awareness of the resultant four joys or the four empties is generated. We have many different systems, each one is using their own terminology, but there are some features that we will find in all these practices, and these are common features. So it says how we will deal with the winds entering, abiding, dissolving in the central channel. We can do this through the practice of the tumo. This is how we can cause the bodhicitta to melt, and this is how we can cause the four joys and the four empties to be generated. Then, by cultivating the continuum of a primordial awareness of innate joy or clear light, the substantial cause for the Dharma body and the completion stage path are generated in conformance with the birth, death and intermediate states. So he has explained already what are the common practices that are shared in all the completion stages, and says similarly, if we look at all the different generation stages, what they do, they bring the three bodies into the path. These are common practices. So you will be dealing with the birth, death and intermediate states. The illusory body concording with the intermediate state is established from the wind and mind of the clear light concording with the stage of death, and by that acting as a substantial cause of the form body, one obtains Buddhahood. So we have a description of the causes that establish the final bodies, the resultant bodies of the Buddha. If one understands that, then through attaining definite conviction in the many authentic texts of the completion stage, one comes to understand that through these texts do not teach the same meaning, nevertheless their intention is not contradictory. So you find many different systems, there are no contradictions, they're teaching things from a different perspective, but they all lead to the same point.
What did that in the
Now, we come to another part of the text. Initially, we said that there would be a presentation of the practice of the path, and after that, there would be a presentation of the way to extract the benefit. And this is the time where we will discuss the three different types of conducts or activities. Conduct with elaboration, without elaboration, and completely free of any elaboration. There are these three types. As we say, there are practices such as bringing attachment into the path and utilizing that. But this is only a type of teaching that was given for a specific group of trainees. It was said to be given for supreme trainees. And why is that? Because this, the paragraph at page 53, under the heading, the practice extracting the benefit of these two, says that in general, our teacher Shakyamuni Buddha taught three practices: the practice of non-attachment to those of the lesser vehicle, resolute in lesser practices. And what happens in that vehicle, it was that there would not be any practice such as utilizing attachment in the path, but rather all the advice that is given is for the sake of reducing this attachment. You reduce it, you minimize it as much as possible. And eventually you eliminate that. So that was the focus and the purpose of the practice in this lesser vehicle. Then we had a second type of practices, which was the practice of the perfection to those of the perfection vehicle, resolute in great and extensive practices. And in this we would have perfection vehicle sutras. We would also have the Abhidharma teachings. There will be teachings dealing with the six perfections and how one would progress along the tenth ground on the basis of these practices. All the way up to here, we're dealing with sutric teachings. And finally, the third one is the practice of dharmas of attachment to those disciples of the four tantric divisions of secret mantra, fully resolute in profound practices. And we say that if we examine the three types of delusions, the main delusions that we have, which is attachment, then we have hatred, and finally we have confusion. Definitely we can bring attachment into the path. We can also bring hatred into the path. Confusion on its own cannot be brought into the path, but instead we can bring the dreaming states into the path. So here, where it says there is a third type of practices, a group of practices for those resolute or capable of bringing attachment to the path.
Nabang jambu shubha se jyati kamdi shubha di ta chakji ji shubha se nandra do chakji shubha se jyati yandhi shubha yandla tela yang chukta jyati agma samgu dhrsi watan dhanda gongsa wago lhamu yiranga zhigda taro raksya wago yiranga wala mubha watan chapa lamta shiya tsamshik mata medhi tsamshik yojjanga se oda lija madan ju gombo lamu dan nyabar jirwa chapa lamta shi matungi yimba yandu lamta shi ba milas da jiddi jwa lami ko kawsa ju tomba nyo tabo yirjian chibar jian go yirjian chibar jian de lhenji go de chen o ju da lhenji go diwa chenpo de tobna denba chibar jira mungne ju rongo luji ju shansam karpon peru yi cheta oda lija dan yishi ji chakja
So, as we said, there are three types of contacts that were given to different trainees with different capacities, and the third one was dealing with bringing attachment into the path. So the practice in this context is the practice of attachment. Further, though disciples of the three lower tantras engage in the path of attachment through focusing on goddesses as the five objects meditated on in front of oneself, the attachment of union with a goddess meditated on as an action seal is not taken as a path. So here we're describing how can one bring attachment in within the context of the lower tantras. But in the context of the highest yoga tantra, for the purpose of enhancing the bodhicitta in one's body, which is the special object possessor, the special consciousness, comprehending emptiness, and the cause of generating strong innate great bliss, one takes attachment to the desire object of union with an action seal or a primordial awareness seal as the path. So there are these two ways, how to do it on the three lower tantras and how to do it on the highest yoga tantra.